Okay, we're beginning on the top of Mem Ched Amud Aleph with the two dots. The Gemara wants to know why the Mishnayot in Ezim Ukuman started out by listing the Chataot. Because the Mishnayot began, Ezim Ukuman Shel Zvachim, Kodshei Kodoshim Shechitatan B'Tzafon. The Shechita is done in the Tzafon. Well, where is the source for Shechitatan B'Tzafon? The source is actually from the Karban Olah. By the Karban Olah it says, V'Shachatoto Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. So the source for the fact that we do Shechitat Kodshei Kodashim in the Tzafon comes from Olah. So why wouldn't you start with Olah? If that's the header, start with the source. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. Michdei, Tzafon be'olah k'tiv. Nitnei Olah bereisha. Why are you starting out with the Chatot ha'pnimiyot? Why don't you start out with Olah, which would reinforce the general principle that you stated up front, which is Shechitatan be'tzafon. The Gemara says, Chatat, Aydid ati midrasho chavivalei. So we've seen this in many places, that the Tano of the Mishnah gives precedence to something that's learned through a drasha, through Torah Shebaal Peh, versus something that's explicit in the Psukim. So v'neite chatot achitzonot. So let us at least bring the chatot achitzonot, because that's where the limud from, we'll see later on, that is Hamud, that the limud from the olat achatat comes in the chatot achitzonot. So at least, let's place those first. Adi nichnas daman lifnai v'lifnim chavivalei. So it says, no, because the chatot apnimiyot, since their dam is brought into the heichal, or here we have parvus ayoshim ha'kibrim, is brought even into the kodesh ha'kodeshim. So the Tana gave precedent to those chatot, the chatot apnimiyot, over the chatot ha'chitzoniyot. So that would explain the order of the Mishnayot. We should have started with Olah. Instead, we start with a chatat. Now, within Chatat, if the whole reason of giving precedence to the Chatat is the drasha, we should have started with the Chatot HaChitzonot. Instead, we started with the Chatot HaPnimiyot, because there's something unique about the Chatot HaPnimiyot, which is their dam ends up in the Echal, or inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which explains the order of the Karbanot, which would be Chatot HaPnimiyot, Chatat HaChitzona, and then we have the Olah. Afterwards, we have the Asham. And the reason for that is because the chatot and the olot come b'tzibur, and therefore they go first, and then we dig the asham, which only comes b'yachid, and those are all kodshei kodoshim, and then afterwards we move into the kodshim kalim. So that would explain the order of the Mishnayot in our perek. So Gemara says, okay, let's go through this. Tzfona be'olah hechektiva. Where is it written that you need tzafon by the olah? Because it says, the pasuk that I quoted before, it says, V'shachat oto al yerach ha'mizbeach tzafona, that you have to shech the olah on the northern side of the mizbeach. So, Ashkechan ben Tzon, ben Bakar min alan. That makes sense, or now we have a pasuk by the olah that comes from the Tzon. What about the olah that comes from the Bakar? And that's because in Vayikra Aleph, there are two descriptions of the behemoth that you can bring from Olah. It starts out, Im Olah Karbano Mina Bakar, and then it has a description. Then we have the Im Minatzon Karbano. So in the second parsha of the Im Minatzon Karbano is where it's written, Mishachato Ayercha Mizbeach Tzafona. Question is, how do we know that also applies to the Bakar parsha that was before it? We know by Tzon you need Tzafon, or how do you know that by Bakar you also need Tzafon? The Tosa says, it's interesting that we don't ask this question by so many other drashot. How come the other drashot, whenever we have a drasha in Olah, we just say, okay, it applies to Ololot. We don't say, oh, Bakar, Tzon. We have to make sure that they work together.
It's in the second one and not the first.
Oh, excellent. That's one of Tosa's answers. Over here, it's found in the second one, and therefore to try to move it to the first parsha is hard. If it's in the first parsha, then to say that the second parsha includes it, that's not so hard. But when it's written in the second and not the first, maybe there's a reason for that. That's one possibility. And the other possibility is Vishachat Oto. Ayurach Mizbeach Tzafono. It says Oto, which is normally a miut. So maybe there the Gemara wants to know, because if you have the Oto, and we'll see later on today's Gemara, that Oto is used as a miut, then maybe the Oto is a miut, and only Tzon and not Bakar. That's why the Gemara is searching for that, as opposed to other places. So now, the answer to that question is, the beginning of the parsha of Netzon is Ve'im min Netzon Karbano. First parasha is im ola karbono min habakar, and it says vit im min atzon karbono, which is the vava chibur. It's mechaber the two parshiot, and that's the answer to the question, which is amakra v'im min atzon vav musif al inyan rishon v'ilamed alav mitachton, and therefore the upper parsha, the elyon, will learn from the tachton, which is reinforcing your idea, David, which is what Tosa says, that here we're trying to learn something from a subsequent parsha to the earlier parsha. That works well according to one who says you can make such a limud. The one who says that the vav musif, true, it's good enough to bring the items in the first parsha to the second parsha, but it's not good enough to take that which is in the second parsha and bring it back up to the first parsha, then what do you say? The Tanya, v'im nefesh. So when it comes to the sham talui, so those are found in Vayikra Hei. In Vayikra Hei it says, Pasuk Tet Vav Nefesh, Kintimo Mal, Vechata Bishkaga Mekotshe Hashem, Ve'et'i Et HaShemot Hashem, Ayol Tamim In Etzon, Berkachad Kesef Shkalim, V'Shekla Kodesh Le'asham. So that's what we call an Asham Mi'ilot. That's the Asham that's brought for someone that has violated the Isra of Mi'ilah, misappropriating, misusing, getting benefit from Hekdesh. They bring an Asham Mi'ilot. Within that Parsha, there's also in Pasuk Yudzayin, Vim Nefesh Ki Techeta Vasta Achat Mikol Mitzvot Hashem, which is what we know as an Asham Talui. Someone who has a Safek Chatat, they bring an Asham Talui. They're uncertain as to whether they violated something that would otherwise be Chayav Chatat. They bring an Asham Talui to protect them. So now you have a parsha of Hashem Milot, and right afterwards, it's really in the same parsha there, it says, Vim Nefesh Techeta, talks about the Hashem Talui. Now the Hashem Talui begins with the Im Nefesh Ki Techeta, begins with that Vav Chibur as well. So you have Hashem Milot, and in the same parsha it says, Nefesh Ki Techeta, which is Hashem Talui, and it starts with the Vav Chibur. So now you have this Braita. Titania, Vim Nefesh. This is talking about the Asham Talui. L'chayev al-safek mi'ilot Asham Talui divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, from the context, this Vav HaChibur I can learn, that not only will you bring an Asham Talui, like what I described, it is something you would otherwise be a chayav a chatat for, but even for something that you're chayav an Asham. What Asham? Only Asham mi'ilot. Because the parsha of Asham Talui is found juxtaposed to the parsha of Asham Mi'ilot, and it starts with the Vav HaChibur. So Rabbi Akiva believes, or it seems, seemingly, this is what the Gemara is implying here, that Rabbi Akiva believes that the Ve'im Nefesh, the beginning of Asham Talui, will connect it to that which is before it. So not only will you bring an Asham Talui when you violate something that is otherwise Chayav HaChatat Kavua, but even if you do something that's a Safek Asham Mi'ilot. If you had a Safek, you had two items in front of you, one was Hekdesh, one was Chulin, you ate from one of them, and you're unsure as to which one. Or you got benefit from one of them, and you're unsure as to which one. So now you have a suffix, Asham Ilot. So Rabbi Akiva says, you bring an Asham Talui for that. V'chamim putrim. V'chamim say, no, you do not bring it. My love, behaka miflegei. What is their machlokas about? Marsavar lemeidim, marsavarim lemeidim. Their machlokas might be about this Vav HaChibur. You have Asham Milot. Below it you have the second parsha is the Asham Talui with the Vav HaChibur. The question is, are you lomeid that Vav HaChibur back to the parsha before? And that would be the same issue that we are facing by the Olah. You have the parsha of the Bakar, and then afterwards you have the parsha of the Tzon with the Vav HaChibur. So that's what the Gemara says. Hanich leman damar melamdim, that we do learn such a thing. But according to one who says that ain melamdim, what are you going to do with it? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, no. Tukuliyama lemeidim. No, the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim is not about that. V'ainu taimid derabonon. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan? Nemar kan mitzvot. V'nemar b'chat chat chelev mitzvot. Actually, it's a gzera shava. Malahalan davar shechevin al dono karet v'ashigigo chatat. Avkan shechevin al dono karet v'ashigigo chatat. It's found in the parsha of Asham Talui, which I read to you just before, that pasuk, the first pasuk in Vayikra Hei Yud Zayin, Vim nefesh techachata v'asa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem. So there's the word mitzvot. If you go to the chatat ha-yachid, the chatayi, which found in Vayikra Perek Dalet, pasuk of Zayin, Vim nefesh echat techta v'shkaka ma'amaretz v'asota achat mimitzvot Hashem. So the word mitzvot appears both by the chatat ha-yachid Now, chatat chelev is not literally, it only comes from chelev. Chatat chelev is the term for a generic chatat. Chatat chelev means a regular chatat. So that is found in the parsha of chatat yachid, the word mitzvot. And then you have a shem taloi that also has the word mitzvot. What does that come to teach you? That comes to teach you that the only time you bring in a shem taloi is for something you would be chayav a chatat kavua, which means something that you would be chayav kareit b'mezid and a chatat kavua b'shogeg. So if that's the case, the Rabbanim believe that the Gzeira Shava teaches me what the din of the Asham Talui is. If that's the case, Rabbi Kiva, Malahalan Bikavua, Avkan Bikavua, Afuke Chatat, Tutumat Mikdash Ukdashav, Dolever Yeredhu. So Rabbi Kiva says, look, I agree with you, Chachamim, that mitzvot comes to teach me that there's something about the Chatat that is taught to the Asham Talui, and that is, it's only brought for a Korban that is stable, kavua. So true, it comes to exclude something, but it does not exclude an asham. An asham is a fixed korban that is brought for certain violations. On the other hand, we had areas in Vuot where we had korbanot olev yored. The korbanot olev yored that are found in the beginning of Vayikra Hey, before this parsha of the Ashamot, there the olev yored is brought depending on the economic ability of the individual. That's not a chatat kavua. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. I will bring an asham taloi for a chatat. I will bring an asham taloi for an asham. I will not bring it for an olev yored. So I do learn the gzer shav of mitzvot, but I do it in a broader context. I say, no, it just meaning chatat chilev alone, but anything that is a chatat kavua. And here the asham milot qualifies as a chatat kavua. So Gemara says, Rabbanan ein gzer shav the mechza. You make a gzer shava, you have to do it everything. It's everything, all in. You can't just take half of it. If the gzer shava is between the chatat yachid and asham talui, you can't say, oh, I'll take a part of what it says by the chatat yachid, I'm not going to take everything. No, the gzer shava tells you chatat yachid, yes. Everything else, no. You can't say, oh, it means chatat kavua, but it doesn't mean just chatat chelev. So that you can't do, and the Rabbanan reject that view of Gzeira Shava. Rabbi Akiva, Nami, and Gzeira Shava, the Mechza. Rabbanan have a pretty good claim against Rabbi Akiva. What does he have a Gzeira Shava, the Mechza? Enoch and Nami, you're right. This is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Akiva, Sabar, Vim Nefesh Ktiv, Vav, Musif, Al Yinan Rishon. So that the Vav comes to add onto the item that was before it. Virabbanan, Nami Aktiv, Vim Nefesh. So the Rabbanon also have Vim Nefesh. So they also have this Vav Achibor that they have to do something with. So Vema Bahakam Iflige, this is what they're arguing about. The Mar Savar Hekesh Adif, Mar Savar Gzereshava Adif. That there's a question here. We have a Gzereshava of Mitzvot. We have a Hekesh of Vim Nefesh, which comes to be Mechaber, the two Parshiot. They say that the Parshiot are juxtaposed, and therefore that Hekesh tells us that there is some value between, or some issue that is important between the Asham Milot and the Asham Talui. So I have a competition between a Hekesh and a Gzeira Shava. What do I do with that competition between a Hekesh and a Gzeira Shava? So let us suggest that Rabbi Kiva believes the Hekesh trumps, that Hekesh is more important than the Gzeira Shava, therefore Asham is included. Whereas the Chamin believe the Gzeira Shava is more important than the Hekesh, and the Asham is excluded. Mar says no. The Kuliyama Hekesh Adif. Everybody agrees that the Hekesh takes precedence over here. Well, if the Hekesh takes precedence, then how are the Chachamim going to deal with the fact that there's a Hekesh between Asham Mi'ilot and Asham Talui? Now, when we say that everybody agrees that the Hekesh is Adifa here, that, as Tosus points out, that means, Hadamar Kuliyam Hekesh Adif, Hainul Inyan, the Tov Lanu Lasot, the Gzera Shavu, the Mechza, Mimash Nevatel at the Hekesh the Gamre. So if you have a competition, it doesn't mean that Hekesh trumps and the Gzeira Shava goes away. No, it means that now if we have a way to reconcile between the Hekesh and the Gzeira Shava, we are going to do that. That will give precedence to Hekesh to make it that we'll rather learn the Gzeira Shava the Mechza than say that the Gzeira Shava is the Kula and the Hekesh goes away. So that's what it means, Hekesh Adif. Not that Hekesh Adif and the Gzeira Shava disappears. Rather, the Hekesh Adif, that we will give priority to Hekesh in order to make the Gzeira Shava Mechza, not that we'll wipe out the Gzeira Shava entirely. So Gemara says, okay, well, if that's Kuliyam Hekesh Adif, what, how are you going to do with the Rabbanan? What are the Rabbanan going to do now? Amri Lecha Rabbanan, Tachton Hu, Digamar Melyon. The lower Parsha learns from the upper Parsha, but not the other way around, which David, you had mentioned before, that you can learn from the first Parsha to the second, but to learn from the second up to the first Parsha, that's much more difficult. What do they learn? They learn Hashem because of Shkalim. That you learn out that you bring the Hashem because of Shkalim, which is written by the Korban Mi'ilah, the Hashem Mi'ilot. It says, Nefesh kitmo ma'al v'chatav shkagam ha'kodshi Hashem, ve'vi et Hashem al-Hashem ayol tamim, minatzon be'erkecha kesef shkalim. What's the value? Erkecha is what is the value? Kesef shkalim. So it has to be at least 2 shekel, with the plural of shkalim would be at least 2. So it has to be kesef shkalim. Because what would I have thought? What would I have thought by the Asham Taloi? The Asham Taloi has no definition or no expression about what the value is. And therefore I would have thought. Because, Shalom Tomar, Lo Yehi Sfeko Chamur Mivado. Why should the Sfeik, which is the Asham Talui, be any more expensive or more Chamur than the Chatat Kavua? Because by Chatat Kavua, Ma Vada'o Chatat Bat Danka, by a Chatat Vadai, it's a Bat Danka. Danka is a sixth of a dinar, although as Rashi and Tosafot both point out, Lav Davka. That doesn't mean literally it has to be a Danka, but there is no value set on it. You can bring it for any price. Whatever the Chatat is, the value is irrelevant. Afsveko Hashem Bar Danka. So too by the Hashem Talui, which is coming because in a veira that's associated with a chatat chelev, so too it should be no value associated with it, meaning any value will be sufficient. So therefore it comes along the hekesh to teach us v'im nefesh, to teach us just like the Hashem Milot was tushkalim, so too the Hashem Talui will also be tushkalim. V'ira b'kiva ha'asvara minole. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, where does he already used the Hekesh to teach you that the Hashem Taloi comes on an Hashem Mi'ilot. So where does he learn out the fact that an Hashem Taloi has to have the same value as the Hashem Mi'ilot? So he says that he can learn out from Nafgalei B'Zot Torat HaHashem. In Parshat Tzav, when it talks about the Hashem, it says Zot Torat HaHashem is the header, Torah Achat L'chol HaShemot. That means that there's one Torah for Chol HaShemot, that they're all the same value, which means they all have 2 shekel to them. Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzorah are excluded because they are different than all other HaShemot. All other HaShemot come Ayil. Ayil, which is 2 years old, versus the Hashem Mitzorah and the Hashem Nazir, which are Keves Ben Shana. They are brought from a Keves that's 1 years old. So no matter what we say here about HaShemot, Hashem Mitzorah and Hashem Nazir will be excluded from any din that we learn here, and we'll see this again even when we do more Gzeirah Shavot, that they're not included because they are a different category. They bring a Keves, which is a 1 year old. All the other Shemot come from an Ayil, which is 2 years old. So now the Gemara says, Tinach Mandi Le Torat. That goes well according to one who says that Torat works that way, which is a machlokas in the beginning of Menachot when we get there. Mandalet Le Torat doesn't learn it. Meichei Gamar. Where do they learn it out? Gamar Be'erkecha Be'erkecha. They learn out a Gzer Shav of Erkecha Erkecha. I don't know if that's necessarily be a Gzer Shav, it could be a Gilui Milta. Because by the Hashem Mi'ilot, it says, Be'erkecha Kesef Shkalim, which we just read. By the Hashem Talui, it says, Ve'vi Ayel Tamim Minatzon Be'erkecha Li Hashem. So the Erkecha over there is not defined. So maybe it's a Gilui Milta that Erkecha is Shtei Shkalim. Or you could say it's a Gzer Shav of Erkecha Erkecha, which means that you bring up a 2 shtekel. So Gemara says, Tina Achechei Tekivi Be'erkecha. That works well for the places by Hashemot that the word Erkecha appears. So for instance, over here by the Hashem Talui, where it's written, as well as by the subsequent parasha, which is the Hashem Gzeilot. Hashem Gzeilot, which we've seen before, is someone who takes a Shvuah denying that they've stolen something, denying that they found an Aveda, denying some monetary matter. They bring an Hashem Gzeilot. By the Hashem Gzeilot, it says, V'et Hashemo Yavil Hashem Ayot Amim Netzon Be'erkecha Hashem El Kohen. So now I know that an Hashem Gzeilot and Hashem Talui have to be brought from Kesef Shkalim, because they all have the word Erkecha involved. Well, there's one other Hashem that we have, that we don't have that by, and that's the Hashem Shifcha Shcharufa. Hashem Shifcha Rufa is found in Parsha Kedoshim, and over there it just says, Ve'evi et Hashemo l'Hashem el petach omoed el Hashem. So over there it just says, Ayo does not say Be'erkecha. So Gemara says, that no problem. Hashem Shivkara Delokti Be'erkecha Ma'ikel Me'mar Gamar Ba'ayo Ayo. So that you learn out, El will teach you that the same din by the Hashem there that it has by Hashem Shivcha Rufa that also brings Shtu Shkalim. Again, as Rashi points out, that the Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzorah will not be included in this Gzeir Shavah because they are brought as Keves Ben Shana. So they don't have Ayol Ayol. They don't have the same category. They're just not the same Korban, even though they're called Hashemot. All right, so that ends this little section about how do we learn out the fact that Baina Bakar is also included in the Din of Shechitata B'Tzafon. That is because we have the Im Min Atzon Karbano. So that we said, that teaches us that we learn from the lower Parsha of Tzon to the upper Parsha that requires Tzafon. We tried to say that maybe that fact that the Im is a machloket tanaim, and the Gemara concluded, no, that we have another parsha, and this is where we got off on a tangent about the Ashemot, is that that machloket between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim does not relate to whether we learn from the upper parsha or not. It's just a question of what we use the Hekesh for. Do we use the Hekesh to teach us about the value of the Asham, or do we use the Hekesh to teach us about the fact that an Asham Mi'ilot will also result in Asham Talui, where there is a Safek? Now we got through Ola. Now, coming back, Chatat Minolon. Where do we know from Chatat, the Bo'ed Tzafon, that it needs north? So here is the Limud that the Gemara was talking about in the beginning. Why did they kind of favor Chatat over La? Because it has a Limud. It's not directly in the Pasuk. We saw that Ola is explicit in the Pasuk, which says, where do you know Chatat from? Dichtiv, v'shachat et Chatat, bimkom ha'Ola. The Chatat is shechted in the place that the Ola was shechted. And that comes from the parsha of Chatat HaYachid. But Chatat HaYachid, it says, V'imnev shechat echta bishkaga. And if he brings his karbanos sirat izim, it says, V'shachat et ha-chatat bimkom ha-Ola. So there, you do the Chatat in the same place you do the Ola. Well, where do we know that the Ola was just shechted? In the Tzafon. So that limud tells me that the Chatat is also done in the Tzafon. Ashkechan shechita. Now I know that shechita is done in the Tzafon Kabbalah minolon. How do I know that Kabbalat Adam must also be done in the Tzafon for the Chatat? Dichtiv.
Are we interested in that now?
Really, the Gemara is really after Shechita. The Gemara wants to go on to Chatat. It says, and learn, let's see whatever the other things that we need in Tzafon, where do we learn them from? But in Achanami, the answer to the issue we had above about why Chatat to give precedent, we already dealt with because of Shechita. So the Gemara says, Kabbalah minalan. How do I know that's Kabbalah? We have a pasuk, Dichtiv, lakach choy midama Chatat. So the pasuk found later on by the Keves of Chatat HaYachid, we spoke about before about the Sirat Izim. Now it says also by the Keves, Shechatato l'chatat bimkom asher yishchatet Ola. And the pasuk immediately afterwards is Vilakach HaKoyim midam HaChatat Be'ezbo. So that Vilakach is referencing back to the yishchatet Ola, because of the chibur there, Vilakach. Right after the pasuk before it says Veshachat Ota l'chatat bimkom asher yishchatet Ola, Vilakach. So Vilakach is referencing also back to the Makom Asher Yishchatet Ola. So that tells you Lakach over there means, we learned before, Lakach means Kabbalat Adam B'Kli. That we learn now from Gzer Shava of Vilakach, Vilakach. We saw that on the previous Dapim, which is by the Moshe Rabbeinu by Har Sinai. It says that Moshe Lakach Edam Ha'ula Ba'aganot, that you have to do the Kabbalah B'Kli. So it's over here, the word Lakach teaches me that you have to do Kabbalat Adam B'Kli. So that's referencing to Kabbalat Adam as a Vav Chibur, and it says Yishchatet Ola right before it. So that's how I know that there's north is also required by Kabbalat Adam. Then it says Atzmo Minolon. How do I know that the individual who's doing the Kabbalat Adam must also be in the Tzafon? Not only does the Kli, that is the receptacle that is capturing the dam, have to be in the Tzafon, how do I know that he himself must be in the Tzafon? So that we learn out from Vilakach, Lo Yikach. So it says Vilakach, he will take himself, and then in the Darshan, the Drasha is Vilakach means not only will he Lakach, that he will take the Kli, but Lakach is him, himself. Lakach HaKohen, the Kohen will tell Lakach Lo, he will take himself to the Tzafon. So it's Lakach Lo Kach, that he should take himself over to that location. It's not clear what the drusha is. It could be the drusha is like what you're saying, which is if you take the Vav Lamed in the beginning and take the word Kach, it says Lo Kach. That's one possibility. Or the Gemara is just reading it as Vilakach means you take yourself over. It's Lakach HaKohen. The Kohen has to take himself over. Not just the Kli, but he has to take himself over. That's maybe the Pashtut HaPasuk even. Rashi says, it says Vilakach Lo Yikach, Sarseo L'mafreya, Tashreyo T'atzmo Yikach, L'makom Adam. So Rashi says, he'll turn around the Lamed and the Vav and make it Lo Yikach instead of Vilakach. Ashkechan the Mitzvah. So far we're okay, because we found a Pasuk to teach us Tzafon by the Chatat Shechita. We found a pasuk to teach us about Tzafon by Kabbalat Adam, by the Chatat. And we also found a pasuk to teach us that the individual doing the Kicha must also be in the Tzafon. But we only have it mentioned once. If something's mentioned once in Kodshim, that means L'mitzvah ve'lo le'akev. So that says, I know L'mitzvah, le'akev minayin. How do I know that it's also mi'akev? So mi'ayin kra achrina k'tiv. We have another pasuk which says v'shachat oto bimkom asher yishchat et ha'ula. This is a pasuk found by the Chatat Hanasi. Sorry about the Chatat Hanasi. It says v'samachto yodo arosh ha'sa'ir. This is the sa'ir l'chatat of the nasi v'shachat oto bimkom asher yishchat et ha'ula. This is an extraneous pasuk because we already know that chataot are done in the north. So why is it that I need the Chatat Nasi to teach me about it? How do I know that the Chataot are done in the north, and all Chataot are done in the north? That comes from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'shachat et ha-chatat bimkom ha'ula. The Pasuk begins like this. This is by a regular Chatat of a Siratizim. It says, Samachet yudo rosh ha-chatat, V'shachat... What could he have written? Oto bimkom ha'ula. Because it already said chatat in the pasuk. It says, Samach yado rosh ha'chatat, shachat oto bimkom ha'ula. That's not what it says in the pasuk by the chatat ha'yachid. It says, Samach yado rosh ha'chatat, shachat et ha'chatat bimkom ha'ula. That extra et ha'chatat, right, shachato, right, you could even make it into a conjunction. But here you have a extra et ha'chatat that comes to teach you binyan av, the chol ha'chataot that they're done in the north. Well, once I have that binyan av, then by nasi, the sa'ir of nasi, if you tell me, v'shachato to b'mkom ashe yishchato to la, that's extraneous. I do not need that anymore. That fact that I don't need it tells me le'akev. It comes to teach me that the tzafon is going to be me'akev. So I'm just, this is the background to it. So that's what the Gemara says here. Le'akev minayin k'rin aktiv, shachato to b'mkom ashe yishchato to la. V'tanya. Heichen ola nishchata b'tzafon. Just like the ola is done in the tzafon, avze b'tzafon. So too this is in the tzafon. V'chi mikana talameit. This is where you learn it out from. V'alok v'ne'amar. Doesn't it already say, b'mkom asher tishchet ola tishchet achatat halama yatza l'gvoa lo makom. To teach you, she'im lo shachata b'tzafon pasul. That if it's not done in the tzafon, it's pasul. Ata omer lekach yatza? You say that this is the reason that it's separate? Oeinu lezizit ta'un tzafon ve'en acher ta'un tzafon. Maybe it's because this requires tzafon and nothing else requires tzafon. Tamad lomar v'shachat et ha'chatat bimkom ha'ola. We already know that it says v'yachatat that it's ba'ola. Ze b'nei av l'chol chataot she'etunot tzafon. So we actually now have three psukim that the Gemara is trying to reconcile, or this bright is trying to reconcile between them. We have a pasuk that's found in Vayikra Levav, which is Vayidber Shema Moshe Lemor, Daber Laron Bonav Lemor, Zo Torat HaChatat, Bimkom Asher Tishachet Ola, Tishachet HaChatat, Lifnei Hashem Kodesh Kodeshim Hi. So it seems from that pasuk that all chataot require that there be a shechita b'tzafon. But then all of a sudden, I have a pasuk that's found in Vayikra Dalet by the Seir of the Nasi that says, V'shachat oto bimkom asher yishchat et ha'ola. So it says that requires shchita in the tzafon, and the oto seems to indicate only it and not anything else. Well, if you do that, then we run into a problem, because here we have a pasuk that says, Ol chataot get tzafon, when it comes to shechita, and I have a pasuk by the Seir of the Nasi that says that only the Seir of the Nasi gets tzafon. So how do I reconcile between them? And that's what the Braita is trying to suggest over here. Only this Seir will get tzafon. Other Seirim that come as chataot, they will not get tzafon. What about the pasuk in Vav, Perk Vav, pasuk Yudzayin, Yudchet? That we will use for other chataot that are not si'irim. As long as they're not si'irim, they will require tzafon. So that's how I reconcile between these two psukim. I will say that the pasuk by the nasi is a miyut, that only it gets tzafon, and no other si'irim gets tzafon. Whereas the pasuk that's found by Vayikra Vav will tell me, all other chataot that are not si'irim, they do get tzafon. The Braita concludes with the third pasuk. This is the binyan av that we described before we read the Braita, which is the pasuk that says v'shachat et ha'chatat bimkom ha'ula. That's found in Vayikra Dalet by the chatat ha'yachid, by the seir. There it finds by the seir and says there ze bnei av. This is a binyan av that all chataot, including seirim, get tzafon when it comes to a chatat. So now I have the three psukim, and between the bnei av and the Perek Vav, I now have a clear picture that all chataot require tzafon. Now, why do you need Perek Vav anymore? Once I have the Binyan Av from Vayikra Dalit, why do I need the pasuk in Perek Vav? Rashi claims over here that's because the Ikel Neymar le mitzvah itzrich lahavi sirei chataot dolol mitinu mioto. To teach us, don't use the word oto to exclude other sirim. That pasuk by Perek Vav will teach me, no, it includes all sirim, also included le mitzvah. So I might have had a havamim to exclude them from oto. So then it comes along, the pasuk Perek Vav, and tells me, no, you include all sirim. And therefore, the Braita concludes that the pasuk that's found by the sirim nasi is extraneous. Since it's extraneous, that comes to teach us that when it comes to tzafon by the sirim of the nasi, that is ma'akev. It's not only the mitzvah, now we have it repeated twice, because there's already a binyanav that all chataot require north. So now, when you say the Seir Nasir also requires north, that's reading it a second time, it'll be Ma'akev. What we don't know, and which the Gemara will deal with now, is the word Oto, which is a miut. What do we do with that miut that's found in the Pasuk in Seir HaNasir? But the only problem is, now that if I have it La'akev, I've only learned Ikuv by Seirim. I haven't learned the Ikuv by all other Chataot. And that's the question. Ashkechan Seir Nasir, ben the mitzvah, ben La'akev. I now know that anytime you bring a Seir, that is La'akev. Shar Chataot, Nami Ashkechan the mitzvah. All other Chataot I know from the mitzvah is from the Bnei Av, which you said before, which is Shechad et Chatat b'mkom Ola. So I know all other Chataot, it's a mitzvah to them. La'akev, minolan. How do I know that there's an ikuv by other chataot? Tichtiv b'kibsa, uchtiv b'si'ira. And that's because I already have it written twice. Even in the parsha of chatat ha-yachid, I have it written twice. And that is because by chatat ha-yachid, it says by the si'irat izim, v'shachat et ha-chatat b'mkom ha-ola. But also by the keves of the chatat ha-yachid, it says, v'shachat ota l'chatat b'mkom asher ishchatat ola. So that teaches me both the Sirim and the Kvasim require north. And the fact that it repeats it in Chatat Yechid twice tells me that's the Akev. So now I know, number one, the mitzvah from the Bnei Av to all Chataot. Now it's repeated again in Chatat Yechid. That teaches me the Akev b'chol Chataot. Now if that's the case, what am I doing with the Parsha of Chatat that's found by the Seir Nasi? And that's what the Gemara answers now. El Oto Olamali. If that's the case, what do I need the Oto for by the Chatat Nasi, which says Chat Oto b'mkom asher shchatat ola? Comes to seem to be a miut. Says that this gets north and something else does not get north. What is the something else that does not get the north side? So Gemara says, okay, I need it. Yibayle litani for the bright oto b'tzafon vein seir nachshon b'tzafon. That is done. That chatat is done in the north, but the seir of nachshon is not done. It means the seir of the nisi'im, the seir chatat of nisi'im that was brought in the consecration, the Chanukah, the Mishkan, over there they will not require tzafon, because they are not chataot that are bayim lechaper. These are chataot that are part of a tekes, part of a Chanukata Mizbeach, but they're not Chataot Michaprot, so they won't require Tzafon. You're saying that the Seir doesn't require north? V'tanya, v'hatanya, we have a bright of Samach Yadoa Rosh HaSeir. It says by the Chatat that he'll put his hands be Samach Yadoa Rosh HaSeir. This is by the Chatat HaNasi. Samach Yadoa Rosh HaSeir, v'shachat otov, mekom ashe ishchat otola. L'rabot Seir Nachshon. When it says Samach Yadoa Rosh HaSeir, that Seir comes to include even Seir Nachshon. L'smicha, dibi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, l'rabot Seirei Avodat Chochavim l'smicha. It comes to include the Seir of Avodah Zarah. That's the equivalent of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor for Avodah Zarah. That's called the Seir of Avodat Chochavim. They also require smicha because they are seirim. So you see here that Rabbi Yehuda says that you do require, seir nachshon requires smicha. Saka dat chamino vidrabu smicha itrabu nami de tzafon. I would think that just like the smicha includes, it's the same pasuk by seir nasi, includes the seir nachshon, so too the shechita will be required to be done in the tzafon for the seir of nachshon. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. That's what the word oto comes to teach you. Yes, smicha is done in the, has to be done on the Seir Nachshon, but no, it does not require tzafon for the shechita. So matkif la Ravina, anicha la Rabbi Yehuda. That works well according to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that's what the drasha is for smicha. The Rabbi Shimon, ma'ika la meimar. According to Rabbi Shimon, what do you need this for? He never has a hava, meaning to include Seir Nachshon, because he uses the word, the smicha of the Seir, to include Seir of Avodat Chachamim. He never included Seir Nachshon, that he needs to exclude it from Shechita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why do you think it's so easy? Seir Nachshon is included in Smicha. Who says it's included in Shechita? We don't have a riboy by Smicha. We don't have a riboy by Shechita. So why do you have to exclude it from Shechita? Nobody ever included it to have to exclude it. Well, you want to say what? If the pasuk doesn't exclude it, Av Amina Tete B'Binyanav, that you make a Binyanav, that the Binyanav is just like all Chataot get Tzafon, so too the Seir Nachshon gets Tzafon, then him gain Smicha Gufa Tete B'Binyanav, do the same thing by Smicha. All Chataot get Smicha, so therefore the Seir Nachshon should also get a Smicha. Why do you need a special Riboy? Ella midorot lo gamrinan. The answer why the binyan of smicha doesn't apply to Seir Nachshon is because we don't learn out karbonot of the sha'ah, temporary karbonot, one-time karbonot from karbonot that apply all the time. Achanami midorot lo gamrinan. Also over here, not, there's no reason to say there's a hava mina to do the shechita of Nachshon b'tzafon because they have no limud to teach it should be in the tzafon. We don't learn out from the regular chatot. Ela oto b'tzafon. So what does the oto b'tzafon come to teach me? Ve'ein shochet b'tzafon. Comes to teach me that the shechita has to be in the tzafon, but the shochet does not have to be in the tzafon. The one who's performing the shechita does not have to be in the tzafon. Gemara says, shochet midrabi achyo nafko. We already know that, we learned this earlier in the Masechta, that the shochet doesn't have to be in the tzafon. We know that from Rabbi the time Rabbi Achyo, mer v'shachat oto al yerecha mizbeach tzafon. That's why the Ola. Matom ulomar. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? Lefish yumetzino omeid b'tzafon umikabel b'tzafon. We know by Kabbalat Adam that not only is the Kabbalah to be the Kli, the receptacle be in the Tzafon, but the individual, the Mikabel, must be in the zone. If he stands in the south and does the Kabbalat Adam with the receptacle in the north, Pasul, I would think Shechita is the same way. Oto b'tzafon v'ina shachit b'tzafon. When it says by the karban ola b'shachat oto al yerach ha-mizbeach tzafona, it means oto. The animal itself must be in the tzafon. The shechita must be in the tzafon, but not the shochet. So we already know that the shochet is not in the tzafon. I don't need the oto by seir nasir to teach me that. I already know that from the shechita of the ola. Ela oto b'tzafon. So this is what it comes to teach me. It's in the north. V'ein ben uf b'tzafon. When it comes to behemoth that are brought, then behemoths require tzafon. But when you bring an oaf, it doesn't require tzafon. Ditanya, I have a brighter. Yochli hei ben oaf ta'un tzafon. I would think that oafot that are brought as carbon oath should also require tzafon. V'dinu, it should be a kal v'chomer. Uma ben son shelo kavalo kohen. A animal that is shechted for a korban can be shechted by a zar. It can be shechted by anyone, not just the kohen. Nevertheless, kavalo tzafon, it has to be done in the north. That's what we just saw. Shechat oto ayerach mizbech tzafona. Ben of shekavalo kohen, by ben of, which is found, I'll just say, v'ikriva kohen el mizbech malaket rosho. By the korban of, it says that the kohen will bring it to mizbech umalak et rosho. Who does the malika? The kohen. So there's no shita bizarre, there's only malika b'kohen. So certainly, you know, didn't she cover loads of phones? Certainly the malika must have to be done in the north. Tamadomar oto. It says oto. Only behemoth requires a phone. Ofot do not require a phone. Gemara says, wait a minute, you can't make that kava chomer. Mal ben son shekin kava lo kli. But the animals have a chomra, which won't allow you to make this kava chomer, which is that they require kabbalat dam b'kli. That's not true by the oaf. The oaf has no kabbalat dam b'kli. The dam is squirted right onto the mizbeach. It's put right on to the mizbeach. There is no kabbalat dam b'kli by an oaf. So if that's the case, you have a chomra by behemoth. If you have a chomra by behemoth, the whole kava chomer doesn't exist. The kava chomer doesn't exist. I don't need a miut to tell me no. Ella oto b'tzafon and pesach b'tzafon comes to teach you no. This is in the tzafon, but not the korban of pesach. Titania, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer yochol yehei pesach ta'un tzafon. I would think the korban of pesach would require to be done, or that korban would be required to be brought in the north. V'dinu uma ola shekein lo kavalo zman neshchitato kavalo tzafon. The Allah, which is brought any time, it's not necessarily kavu lo zman, it's a korban nidava, yet it still requires a tzafon. Pesach shekabalo zman l'shkita domi yodin shekabalo tzavon. Certainly the Pesach where it's only ben arba'in that you can check this, certainly that should require tzavon. Malo kolah shekalil. So I would have thought you should learn out of an olah. Can't do that because olah has a chumra of kalil. It ends up totally on mizbeach. So one says, okay, forget olah. Mechatat. Let's learn it out of chatat. Chatat, which doesn't go kul al mizbeach, still requires tzavon. So too by the Pesach. Malo chatat has a chumra shekain mechaperet al chavei kritot. It's mechaper al chavei kritot. That's a chumra. So I can't learn out from it. So one says, okay, we'll learn out of me'asham. Sham requires north, so to Pesach should require north. Mala Hashem shekein kodshei kodashim. Hashem has a chumrah that even though you're right, it's not kaliyot. Right, it's not coming out of chayvei kritot. Nevertheless, it's kodshei kodashim, and Pesach is kodshei kalim. So it has a chumrah associated with it. So what are you going to say? Learn it b'tzad hashaveh sheben. Mekulam nami. You can't learn out of any tzad hashaveh shekein kodshei kodashim. All of these karbonot are kodshei kodashim, and you're trying to learn to a Pesach which is kodshei kalim. So we have to drop that. So now we're back to the olam kidamran. We're back to square one. Meikara, like we said originally, oto b'tzafon vein shochet b'tzafon. We're learning it out of that the animal has to be in the tzafon and not the shochet does not have to be on its own. Ah, the kashalach mit Rabbi Achya. Well, you said oto. We don't need that because we already learned that of Rabbi Achya by the olah, which is v'shachat oto ayirach hamizbeach tzafona. So I already know that. Love the mute shochet b'tzafon. That's not coming to exclude shochet b'tzafon. Ela mekabel b'tzafon. You have two limudim. Both of them teach you oto b'tzafon. The shechita is in the tzafon, but the shochet is not in the tzafon. One of them comes to teach you literally that the shochet is not in the tzafon. One of them comes to teach you a diuk. Shochet isn't in the tzafon, aval mekabel b'tzafon. The mekabel has to be in the tzafon. The Gemara says mekabel mi v'lakach, lakach v'lakach nafka. So it says, lakach, vilakach, lo mashmalei. That limud that we had before from vilakach, which we dashen lo kach, that we said he himself must be in the north, that wasn't mashma to him. Therefore, he required the diuk over here. So ashkan shchita be'ola. We then find that we have shchita be'ola, the mitzvah, that we know, because it says, yishchato yirach is be'aktafona. Kabbalah, nami the mitzvah shkachan. We also know about Kabbalah the dam that has to be in the north by the olah. Shchita v'kabbalah le'akev minoan. How do we know it's me'akev by the olah? So now by the chatat, we did the mitzvah. Then we also did le'akev by the fact that by the chatat the yachid it's written twice that it must be on the northern side. So therefore we know ikuv by shchita of the chatat. By olah, we know that yes, the shechita, and yes, the kabbalah has to be on the north, but where do we know the fact that it also has to be lakev? Tosfos asks, why is this so simple? We know that kabbalat adam now is done in the north, and we know that shechita is done in the north. But what about the mikabel? The fact that the mikabel must be in the north, number one, how do we know that by the olah, that the mikabel has to be in the north? And number two is, by chatat, how do we know that it's me'akev? Because we just learned down from the word oto by the olah, that it means oto b'tzafon, the shechitas b'tzafon, but not the shochet. Then from the oto of Rav Achya by the chatat, we learned out, oto is b'tzafon, shochet lo b'tzafon, but mekabel is in the tzafon. That means that we have mekabel once written by chatat, and we have it not written at the olah at all. So how do we know, number one, by olah, that it's a requirement that the mekabel be in the tzafon? And number two is, how do we know it's me'akev in the case of the mekabel by the chatat? Bishlamo, according to the one who dashes vilakach to say lo kach, that he must be in the tzafon. Now we find two psukim that tell us that the mekabel must be in the tzafon li'ikuv. But if you don't make that drasha, where do you know it from? So Tosfos answered up in the end and says, well, came into Ashkan the mitzvah mekabel kekabalah. Since we see that there's some joint idea between the mikabel and the kabbalat adam, and since we know kabbalat adam requires tzafon by the olah, and it's la'akev by the chatat, so too by the mikabel, we have the same din as the kabbalat adam. So since we know, or since we see the Torah gives us through that oto, that the mekabel is important here to be in the tzafon. Once we make it important to be in the tzafon, he'll have the same din as the kabbalat adam. So just like the kabbalat adam is the mitzvah, and a second by the law we'll see that it's the akev, so too the mekabel will be the same. And just like by the chatat, even though the mekabel is only written once, nevertheless, since kabbalat adam is the akev, so too the mekabel will be the akev. In addition, the Shita Mekubetzet asks, how do we even know kabbalat adam at all? has to be in the tzafon by the olah. It's never mentioned by olah. So he brings two possible answers. One is the fact that by the chatat, we learned, v'shachat otol l'chatat v'mkoma sheishchat et olah, and then it says, v'lakach ha-koin midam ha-chatat. And for there we learned that kabbalat adam by the chatat had to be in the tzafon, and that's because of the juxtaposition of sheishchat et olah to v'lakach. So we see that they're learning from the olah about kabbalat adam by the chatat. So if chatat, we're learning from the olah, it must be that the olah also has kabbalat adam b'tzafon. That's one possibility. And the other possibility he brings down is from the previous parsha in the olah, which is the ben abakar. The ben abakar parsha says, v'shachat ben abakar lifnei Hashem, v'krivu bnei aron konim et adam. So v'shachat ben abakar lifnei Hashem, we know it's tzafon, because we learned that out from the tzon, the parsha of the tzon. And then it says, v'krivu, that they do the kabbalat adam. So there we have a juxtaposition of the kabbalat adam to the shechita. Just like the shechita is in the tzafon, so too the kabbalat adam will be done in the tzafon. So for that reason, that's how we know about kabbalat adam by the tzafon by the olah. So Rav Ada bar Ava v'itaim Rabba bar Shila kal v'chomer. Ma chatat haba mikoach olah me'akevet. Mitzvah of chatat is learned out from olah, that we learned out from the fact that it says v'shchat oto yach mizbeach tzafona, and then it says in the pasuk that you do the chatat where you did the olah. So the fact that you learned out north by chatat from the olah, olah sheba chatat mikocha inu din she'me'akevet. So here, the chatat that comes from the koach olah is ma'akev, then certainly the olah, which is the source for the lima that has to be done in the north, certainly that should be ma'akevet. Enu din she'me'akevet. So when it says, ma'al chatat shechein mechaperet al-chavei kvitot, there's a chumra by chatat that it's mechaper al-chavei kvitot. Amar Ravina, kashalei the Rav Adar Ba'ava. He says, that was the question that Rav Adar Ba'ava had. He says, klum matzino tafel chamor min eikart. It shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter that the fact that you have a chumrah by chatat, because the ikar limud comes about shechita, and the ikar limud is that the ikar is the olah, and the chatat is the tafel, because it's being learned out from the olah. And the fact that it's tafel automatically means that the olah should have the same dinim. It can't be less than the item that it's being learned from. And that's what Rashi says. Tafel chomer min ikar lamed chomer min alamed. Kolon chatat sheba mikoach olah di ikar tzafon bo laktiv. You can't have that. The fact that the chatat has other chumrot makes no difference. That shouldn't make any difference or impact over here, because we're focusing on this limud itself. This limud itself, the olah is the source, the chatat is the one that's learning out from it. So anything that's true of the one learned out, the tafel, has to be true of the ikar, has to be true of the olah itself. And therefore, just like by the chatat it's me'akev, so too by the olah it's me'akev. The Gemara tomorrow, and we'll do it, it's a little bit, will challenge the fact of whether this is really true. Is it really true that the tafel always, or the ikar always has to be the same as the tafel? And we'll see that there are other exceptions, and the Gemara is going to have to deal with those other exceptions. Okay, we'll stop over here.